you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Are you interested in seeing science in action, making use of scientific processes to unearth answers to questions that will benefit mankind? If we've piqued your interest, then you'll definitely want to stay tuned for today's program, where we explore a career path which provides all this and more. We're talking about the field of medical technology. I'm Vaughn Davis. Welcome to Career Talk. What exactly is medical technology?
Medical technology is, in essence, testing of any blood or body fluid that a human being can think of for anything that can cause diseases. So we have blood, knee aspirates, saliva, any fluid that your body can produce, we test it.
This side of medical technology deals especially with providing the physician with necessary and important information in assisting in his diagnosis of a particular issue that a patient may have. So we are the persons that the patient very often never see, but our job is so critical to their wellness.
Practicing medical technologists Herbin Hannaford and before him Lydia Miles Saunders, who both operate at the Medical Associates Hospital Lab. As the job title indicates, medical technologists operate primarily in the field of medicine, but there are various areas of specialization which interested persons can pursue within the field.
6 specialized areas in medical technology. That includes hematology, which is the science of the blood. And then there is clinical chemistry. Then there is urine analysis. There's microbiology, histology, and then there's cytology.
And that's common in the areas we speak to, pap smears for women.
Getting into the field quite naturally begins with an interest in the sciences, particularly biology, chemistry, and mathematics. After securing passes in these subjects at both the CSEC and CAPE levels, the next step for those interested in studying in Jamaica is to apply to either the University of Technology or the Northern Caribbean University, which are the only institutions in Jamaica offering degrees in medical technology. You may contact either school for the matriculation requirements for each degree program. During the training programs, keen emphasis is placed on laboratory procedures and ensuring that the work is both precise and reliable.
Labs are all into accuracy and precision, so it's not just about getting a figure. Lab work is very technical, so you have to ensure all the time that your results are accurate, they're precise, and there are means to get there.
Hannaford and Saunders are quick to note that training in medical technology opens up possibilities for work in several other fields, including forensics, public health, and even medicine.
Medical technologists are all over the place, and as a matter of fact, in some countries, it's not called medical technology, it's called clinical laboratory scientists. So clinical laboratory scientists can be found in water testing sites. We do food testing too. So you have medical technologists at the Bureau of Standards. You have medical technologists in environmental labs, in a lot of labs throughout the country, doing all kinds of testing for human health and safety.
If a medical technologist wants, they don't really have to settle for a laboratory. They can choose to be in other areas. Education is one of those primary areas in terms of passing on that same information, teaching the younger minds in understanding the sciences. So there might be a few in forensic. You can matriculate to other areas. And certainly a number of technologists do go on to do medicine. So they get used to the laboratory and they say, hey, we want to meet the patients. And they go on to doing medicine.
Practicing medical technologists, Herbin Hannaford, and before him, Lydia Miles Saunders. So if you like what you've heard so far and a career as a medical technologist sounds like your kind of profession, don't hesitate to learn more about the field and decide whether this could be your future career path. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.